guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a blogger and actress who you can catch on the season finale of DC Universe program Doom Patrol, airing this Friday. Stephanie Chkowski is on the program. Stephanie, are you there?
I am there. Oh my God, you said my name right, which is amazing.
Stephanie, I don't screw around.
I appreciate that.
I had to find someone else saying it, but I figured it out.
It seems a lot more complicated than it looks. There's a lot of consonants.
Right. Yeah, it kind of looks like a Scrabble board, but when you say it, it's like, oh yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Once you say it, it just kind of rolls off the tongue. It's like you want to say it all the time. Not really, but yeah.
Stephanie, I was looking at your website. It's chemoskinny.com.
Yes.
You wear a lot of hats.
I guess. I mean, that kind of came out of just being like, oh, I've got a truckload of cancers. Like, what am I going to do with this? Because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to work. So I was like, I better put my creativity somewhere, just from the standpoint that if I don't, I might drive everyone I know crazy.
So you just started finding creative outlets to put yourself into and.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So are you still doing the fitness instructor thing?
I am. I've actually been doing it all the way through my treatment, and pretty much through all of it. Actually,
what's going on? Because I don't know what's going on. Cancers.
Yeah. Multiple cancers. Yes. Matt. She got like three or four of them. She's got all
three.
Of them.
Don't say four. Three. Oh,
I guess that's not something that you Christ guesstimate Mike. On. Yeah, three, no. Threes, yeah. Yeah, not four, Matt, three.
Yeah, three. Yeah. And two, I mean, not to like be like super light on cancers, but like basically thyroid cancer, which is something you cut out, breast cancer, which takes, it's, you cut out stuff as well, but it, you know, potentially, and it takes a little bit longer.
Stephanie,
and
then, don't stuff out. That doesn't sound great.
No, it's not. It's, although I will say, as my plastic surgeon said to me when he was just like, well, we could take one or we should take both. And I was like, what's going to look better? And he was just like, both. And I'm like, great. Have at it.
I guess because that then,
you know, I'm
then
coming
you can...
out of the other side of this with a much better rack than I started with. So that's always nice. You got to look at the bright side, kids.
Right.
So I guess if you cut off one, then you got to match that one. But if you cut them both off, then you can kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can just like sculpt whatever you want to do. Like if I wanted to, I could have a whole new career.
You're looking at taking care of your cancer at whatever's going to look the best at post.
You know? I wasn't too, you know, it's more like, hey, let's just like get rid of anything that might kill me. And on the other end of it, what might look good? I don't know.
Right.
So you had three different cancers that were unrelated to one another, all diagnosed at the same time?
No. Sadly, well, if they were all diagnosed at the same time, that would have been kind of crazy. I found out through just random as they find out, like a lot of times I found out I had thyroid cancer, which tends to be diagnosed really frequently now just because like you go in for an MRI, CAT scan or whatever, and they find a little tiny tumor and then they're like, do you leave it or do you get it out? Blah, blah, blah. So I ended up having that taken out. And the week before I was going in for that surgery, I was putting myself on tape. I was doing a self tape and I was wearing a little busty little corset, and I was moving the girls into position and I found a big lump in my breast. So I had it diagnosed, and then I found out I had I had breast cancer, and it turned out that you were unrelated because they'd run you through all the DNA testing and whatever. And then one of my doctors was just basically like, hey, this is weird. Let's just put you through a PET scan and make sure you're just not a tumor farm.
Did he say tumor farm? Was tumor farm used?
He did not. That's what my husband affectionately calls me. But, you know.
That's a nice little pet name.
Well, my little tumor farm. And basically when they did the PET scan, which is basically they look for any active like cancer tissues, they found a small tumor in my kidney. And basically that was one of those things that once again, you like cut out the tumor and then you're done. So So anyway, yeah, that happened. Actually, that happened the day after. That happened the morning I found out. I had my biopsy the morning I found out. That evening, I found out I booked Doom Patrol. So it's like with every like bad little thing that happens, like I get a good, something good comes out of it. So, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm riding it up and down. I'm riding it up and down.
You got to take the yin with the yang. It's all
good. But we're in a place now is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, I finished like when it comes to treatment, like, and again, like we caught it early. It was curable. We just like went, you know, we went super like guns a-blazing, or shall I say, not to bring in like Game of Thrones into this. Like we went like Daenerys on a dragon towards the cancer and like basically firebomb my body because I was young enough and healthy enough. And they were like, hey, let's just do this so it doesn't come back. And I was like, all right, great.
Now, Matt, Stephanie, she's booking television shows. She was in the Kid Falling Through the Ice movie.
Breakthrough.
She's doing things, Matt. And I'm thinking about a couple weeks ago, I had it in my head, man, I really liked Dunkaroos. And they don't make them anymore. And that's bullshit. And I want Dunkaroos. And the whole day, all I thought about was how I couldn't have Dunkaroos and I wanted some. And my day was ruined, Matt. My day was,
right.
I was done for the day. I stopped working. I just went down. I sat at my desk and I thought about my Dunkaroos.
Right. I'm starting to see how this connects with multiple tumors and cancers. Keep going.
No, I'm just saying she's doing stuff, Matt. She's like having a good time, and I was bummed out about Dunkaroos and
Dunkaroos are important, dude. I mean, come on.
Hey, it's been 3 years since they brought back Ecto Cooler for that limited stretch, and I'm still bummed about that every single morning that it's not still here.
Don't you think someone has like a stash of it, like on eBay or something?
Of course.
Oh, they absolutely do, and they want a premium.
Stephanie, I'm just saying, you do have plenty of excuses to be a garbage person.
Like, oh, me? Thanks.
Yeah, you have enough, you know, that you could say, you know, I'm just, the world is crap, to hell with it, and you don't seem to be that way at all, and that's...
I was going to say, you do seem very positive. In a world where, like, negativity seems to be, like, the, you know, it seems cool. It actually... You're kind of cool if you're being super negative and depressing, right? Like, hating every moment of every day, and oh, you know, I hate life and work and all this shit.
That's the soup du jour.
Yeah, you do have a very fun attitude.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say we're putting the fun in cancer, but like, you know, I think part of it is it's so. Ridiculous, like the chain of events was just so ridiculous, and like certain things that have happened are just so odd that you can't help but laugh at it. And also, like, you know, the alternative, yes, is to like drown in a soup of misery, but like I just get bored with, like, I get bored with myself, and I just get bored in that, you know what I mean?
You have to change the tag on your website, like the header should say, Stephanie puts the can in cancer.
I'll think about that.
Think about it. I do want a kickback on that use it.
For every click. For every click. I'll find some Dunkaroos. I'll just send you a single Dunkaroo.
That's perfect.
The Doom Patrol, you're like a... Are you a figment of an imagination? You're not a figment of an imagination, Travis. What would I describe her as?
She's a manifestation of one of the personalities of Crazy Jane.
Yes.
So she lives inside her. It's kind of
But it's she's the physical manifestation of that personality.
Yeah,
and Brendan Fraser goes into her head, and he's looking around.
In the first episode, in episode 9, he does into what's called the underground.
What is that? Was that set ridiculous? Because that show is insane. Like, I love the show, but it just looks like that set would have to be nuts.
They have sound stages. So they the crew building them is insane, because like they're stunning sets. Like that, the subway, I lived in New York for a while, and I was like, this is like a real subway. Oh my God. Like, yeah, they go all out. They tear some down and build some up. Like, I didn't actually get to go to Doom Manor, which sucked.
But
I mean, the stuff that the crew is doing is just like ridiculously detailed.
Yeah, there's not a scene in that show that doesn't have an amazing set piece. Like everything, and even like the little set. Even I think the most recent episode I just watched, they were like escaping out of like the hospital, busting some people out, and even just like the corridors of like that hospital where they were keeping people prisoner were like amazing.
Yeah, no, they don't. I think it's a testament to the fact that, like, my experience at least working with everybody on that crew, like everyone really loves that show. Like everybody who works on it just really loves being there. And I think that just, you know, you see that throughout.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't seen any of Doom Patrol, but everybody that I know is screaming about how great it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't wait to really sit down and watch it, because everything that I hear is just how wonderful the show is.
And they seem to stay really true to Grant's version of it, which is also nice. Like, because when you read those volumes of when he took over Doom Patrol, Grant Morrison, because that was my into it. Just because when I auditioned, it was all, you know, DNA. Like when this stuff comes out, like it's all top secret. They only tell you as much as you can, and you're like, but wait a minute, I'm supposed to be who's playing someone else. So it was really helpful. But like, as I've been watching it and even reading the scripts, I'm like, it's lovely how they've stayed very, very true to his vision of it.
It does really reflect a lot of his work, where it's just like there's a lot of really great themes there. But it's presented in such like a bonkers way. Like we're going inside of a goat to get answers that we need, which is like another world. It's just insane. But like ultimately, it's like a family drama with a lot of crazy shit happening surrounding them. It is really amazing.
Yeah, it really truly is.
Back to, and I'm sorry, you've probably talked about the tumors and the cancers and everything, maybe ad nauseum, and I apologize if you have to be repetitious with any of this, but at what point did you change, like, the way that you eat? Do you go crazy, super vegan, and not eat anything unhealthy, and stop drinking, and, like, only consume these really healthy things, or do you still kind of have fun with the things that you eat? And like, all right, I'm still going to fucking go eat McDonald's. And
it's interesting, because that is the one thing, like it's the one thing that when you get a diagnosis of cancer, whoever you are, everyone kind of comes out of the woodwork, and it's lovely that they like, cause they care. And everyone is like, I've been told to fast. I've been told that, like, and I'm a fitness instructor. Like I work as a fitness instructor. And my diet is pretty decent. Like I am not a vegan. I am not a vegetarian. I grew up in the skin frigate. And a lot of times, depending upon what poison they're sticking in your body, cause that's what they're doing. It depends on if you want to eat or not. And I was like, you know, is there anything better? I'm being told this, I'm being told that. And I'm just kind of like, I'm going to go with what works. And for me, what I found worked, at least on the day of treatment, is I wouldn't really eat in the morning. Like I'd fast going into it, mostly because I was afraid of throwing up. I didn't want to throw up. But after that, I basically ate what actually tasted good. And because I'm a fitness nerd, kind of, I didn't want to lose muscle mass, and I didn't want to have to eat, drink Ensure, which tastes like garbage.
So bad.
So honestly, guys, it was like, at certain points, it was like tater tots and chicken fingers from Albertsons. Like, nah. I was like, it's protein and some fat.
It works.
What's Ensure?
It's a nutritional supplement. They tend to give it to older people.
Yeah. And, is it like the thing that Jamie Lee Curtis?
If you're not eating.
Drinks?
Yeah. She eats a yogurt. Jamie Lee Curtis eats yogurt. Ensure is a really chalky, thick vanilla or chocolate flavored beverage.
Isn't it kind of like a Slim Fast, but opposite? Basically,
it's just like SlimFast, honestly.
Exactly. It tends to, especially if you're, you know, if you're malnourished, but generally speaking, and I did not run into that too much. I didn't drink while I was going through treatment, mostly because I was kind of like, I already have a bunch of, you know, poison in my body.
Yeah.
I think I should probably give like my organs a break. So, and the way it goes, depending upon what you have, like I was doing it every 3 weeks. So like that last week when I was feeling better, I might like have a glass of wine or whatever, right. But pretty much I just, you know, I jumped off the sauce, which was depressing because I like a good cocktail.
But pretty much then, so just like the cocaine then?
Nothing but cocaine.
Nothing but crack.
Nothing but crack and cocaine.
Now, did you at all? Did you treat anything with like medicinal marijuana or anything like that?
You know, I have a friend who works for MedMen, which I love, and I didn't like. I took some medicinal marijuana, but I didn't seem to like. Most people I knew were taking it for nausea. Occasionally, I would take it to sleep.
Okay.
Just because sleeping was really my, at least during chemo, sleeping has been over the course of it kind of the hardest thing because I'm still, because of different aches and pains. But
more pain related, not like an anxiety thing?
No, not an anxiety thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was mostly, for me, it was mostly for sleeping. Or just because I was like, ooh, gummy bears. I can have one of these. Why don't I have one?
Yeah. It is funny how many ways you can consume it now. Like the just like I don't like smoking, right? But
yeah,
now I can have a fucking lollipop if I want. And
it's edibles are so, because like I was never a big pot smoker, and edibles are always so tricky because you don't know, like, unless the dosage, like, and I'm a big fan of gummy bears. Like, I'm like, gummy bears, yeah. But like, I have to make sure that I'm kind of not doing anything because it will throw me down in a way that I'm like, oh, I don't even know how to handle this. But
yeah.
I could empathize before like that was like all the rage, like the edibles, like the gummy bears and that kind of thing. Is we always back as a stoner in my earlier days, we always used to make pot butter, which was always great for like baking brownies or mixing up with pasta. And
nice.
It was the same kind of thing where it's like, you don't necessarily want to eat an entire bowl of that pasta that's saturated in pot butter because you might be sleeping in the back of somebody's house and not realize how you got there. But a little bit's nice.
A little bit. Yeah. And that's the weird control. Like, I remember years ago before I think it was legal in California, if you had a card for medicinal purposes, and a friend of mine brought it, got like a lemonade or something. And I just remember being like, oh man, like my whole body was like heavy for like 5 more hours than they should have been as I went to try and teach a fitness class. I was like, and I was like,
oh. You're not supposed to get stoned before work, Stephanie.
Well, like, I got stoned the night before. It's like, it's the purity of my system. Like, my body knows how to work on alcohol. It doesn't really understand drugs that well.
Guys, the website is chemoskinny.com. It's interesting. You go through there, you see all that's going on. It's a lot, guys. She wears a lot of hats.
Yeah. Stephanie, I apologize that I didn't know too much going into this, and now I'm so intrigued, and I can't wait to check out the site.
Well, if you can click on my site, and you can click on my husband's complaint, not complaints, about the fact that we never. That's not true. It's not that we don't have sex. It's all the stuff all the stuff you get to do when your wife has cancer.
Oh, like,
watch everybody else feel her up, except for you.
Oh.
Also on Twitter, guys, at Ski Says. That's spelled like it sounds. So, follow Stephanie. Check it out. It's a lot, and she's going to be on the season finale of Doom Patrol. It's going to be on this Friday.
And I am,
guys. Check it out. If you're sleeping on Doom Patrol like Matt, guys,
wake up, you assholes!
Wake up on
Doom Patrol. I feel like such a shithead.
Man. They could be just waiting until the whole thing is there so they can just like big mashy sandwich.
I'm gonna spoil it
for all those people real quick.
Spoil it, Travis. tell them the big secret.
Yeah, the big secret is, well, you know, truthfully, nothing I say is really gonna make any sense if you've seen it or haven't seen it, so I guess you just have to experience it for yourself.
Stephanie, before you take off, obviously you're a fan of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
What's your prediction for the final episode? Do you think that Jon's going to take the throne? Do you think that Daenerys is going to take the throne? Sansa, what are your thoughts?
I was shocked and like shocked and appalled, but I'm like, oh, like a part of me is like, does that mean the Lannisters are actually dead? I kind of think that it's going to end up being Sansa. And I think that, you know, Daenerys may kill Jon, and then Arya is going to kill her. I don't know, though. That's my, I don't know where this goes.
I'm right aligned with everything you just said. I agree with everything there.
Because at the end of the day, I'm kind of like, it turns out Sansa's the smartest one. Whoever thought?
Daenerys kills Jon. Arya puts on a face to confuse Daenerys and then kills Daenerys. Sansa and Tyrion sit on the Iron Throne.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that. It'll be interesting.
I think Arya puts on the face to the dragon.
kills
the dragon and she pretends to be the dragon.
And then she's sold out when Daenerys has Dracarys and she can't burn anything.
Right.
Can you get that big of a face? Yeah, I definitely think there has to be a face swap. And I was waiting for that face swap with, because I so thought she was going to murder Cersei.
Yeah, I did too.
Guys, I just need to chime in to let you guys all know that I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Thanks, Mike.
I wanted to chime in to make sure you guys all know. Stephanie, I have when you show up for the breakthrough movie, obviously, I guess they have clothes there for you, so you change clothes, right?
Yes.
So you drove there, right?
No, I flew there to actually be in the breakthrough movie.
But I mean, like, I guess from the hotel, you'd get a rental car, you drive to where they're
putting
the kids through the ice and stuff. And so you change clothes. Your clothes, do you just leave your car keys like in your pocket? Or do you have your car key? I guess, do you even have car keys?
No, you end up, you have a trailer. You basically have everyone gets like, well, depending upon who you are, I have a trailer. Right. You get what's called a honey wagon. The better, you know, the more important you are, you get basically
a honey wagon.
A honey wagon. You get a trailer. if it's a nice one, you get your own bathroom. But basically, it's kind of like a changing room that rolls. It's a mobile changing room. So you go in there, you put your stuff down, you leave your belongings there, and then you change into your costume
you don't have any money on you or anything when you
I brought my money with me. It depends, you know.
I was gonna say, you're not gonna leave that back in the trailer for some like key grip to come steal your shit,
right?
I did, sometimes you can bring it on set with you don't need it. So I mean, if you're driving back and forth, you kind of need it if you need to get gas or something.
You don't tip craft services, Stephanie.
You don't have to. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
When you're on a good shoot, if you're having a good day, like on Breakthrough, you know, the director got us an espresso maker. Like on Fridays, they'll do something special. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
So you don't need real money, Travis. You just leave it back in the trailer. You just walk around pockets free, Travis. It's a great life.
Probably a good feeling. No,
or you walk around with a fake purse with no wallet because it destroys the line of your pants and stuff.
Stephanie, there's nothing in the purse. It's an empty purse.
Unless
some socks or something in there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Or unless you have backpack. To take something out of it.
Everything in movies is a lie.
I know. I hate to break to you, man. It's so sad.
This at chemoskinny.com. It just says Stephanie, a.k.a. Cancer Haver.
Yes. We needed to distinguish between me and my husband. Colin, non-cancer haver.
Right. Cancer haver. I like that.
Stephanie, we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was fun. Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks Stephanie.
Bye-bye.
I think Stephanie liked you, Mike.
I don't think she did. I think she liked Travis and Matt just fine. She didn't like
them. Yeah, she liked me and Matt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I have a great relationship with Stephanie.
I feel like me and Matt had a quality rapport.
Yeah, that Dunkaroos thing fell flat, Travis.
Coming out of this, I mean, Stephanie and I are best friends.